Welcome, everybody. It's time to catapult your business to the next level with the Catapult Your Business Show, the only show that explores the secrets that can create the breakthroughs you've been searching for in your business. To learn more, let's turn to our host, Brian Connors. Hey, Brian.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, welcome to the Catapult Business Show. Thank you for joining us and listening in. I am Brian Connors, your host, and I'm excited to be here with you today to dialogue on the important issues transforming our economy, what that means for each of us, and what some businesses are doing to catapult business using the levers of today's digital economy. Before we begin, just a little bit about me. I have been an independent business owner for over 20 years and have had been part or built global scalable businesses. I have experienced success and failure like many of you and know the tough journey that many of us are on. But most important, I relish learning and working with extremely remarkable people that have passion and drive to make a difference. My background includes experiences in far-flung businesses for aerospace, the defense, publishing, .com, technology, computers, instrumentation, financial services, green technologies, mobile communications, distribution, marketing and sales, wealth management, financial planning, insurance, and management consulting. And yes, that is an alphabetical soup, but it is my past, and certainly I hope I can impart to you in our conversations going forward a little bit about how I've learned from that experience, and maybe there's a few nuggets of wisdom that you can learn from that too. But most of all, I really enjoy people, connecting with them and collaborating with them to make their vision, ideas, products and services, and take them to new places beyond just them. I find it fascinating to know that we are only 6 degrees of freedom from just about everybody in the world, to connecting to everybody, and to making a difference to making our dreams come true and our aspirations real. So enough about me. I'm excited today because with me is Bill Kliss and Bill Kliss Company, and also the Managing Director of the Sales and Business Development Group. And today we will be discussing the growth and challenges facing many small and medium-sized businesses, some of the reasons and drivers, what companies can do to grow sales and revenues cost-effectively despite the challenging economy and limited resources. So let's get right into it. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian, for inviting me to speak with you today. Before we begin, I thought I'd provide a little background on myself. I have over 30 years of executive-level experience in building and growing and leading companies competing in both national and international marketplaces. My background includes a proven expertise in business consulting, organizational recoveries, leadership evaluation and development, market and business strategy, and worldwide sales and marketing. I have sold over 100 million in products and services, managed both direct and indirect channels, and established distribution in over 40 countries within Asia Pacific, Latin America, North America, and Europe. And I've also held the positions of president, chief executive or chief operating officer, division vice president and general manager, and vice president of worldwide sales. So what that gives me is a perspective of not only how to grow sales, but how to turn a profit. 10 years ago, I left corporate America and founded Bill Kliss Consulting, where I work with companies to achieve maximum performance of their sales and marketing organization. A growing part of my consulting practice is providing organizations training on my perfected open doors to increase sales technique.
You are a definite expert, and Bill, I'm glad you're here today because we have a lot of exciting stuff I want to talk about with you, and I certainly know that you have some wisdom to share with this audience about how to open up doors and hopefully increase their sales in a unique way. But before we get into the details of that, you know, just trying to get our arms around where we are now. And so, you know, at a 50,000-foot level, you know, what do you think is going on? And why is it so difficult today for business to grow? And what's the challenges that you see out there? And are these going to go away? Or are we going to get through this?
Well, obviously, we have an economic situation or an economic problem. We have a sluggish growth, roughly 2%. That causes difficult financial constraints on organizations. They're running lean and mean. Sometimes they lack funding to expand distribution or cash flow to invest. And that's going to affect the ability to hire talent and invest in growth. And now you couple that with globalization, there's a real problem there.
Yeah, I just see that, for many small businesses, particularly in my experience, that they are struggling with the funding problem. And for some reason, I guess the key people in the governmental areas don't seem to see that challenge as much as maybe we do, because we are living that. And so many businesses, if they just had some capital, they could probably move their business a little bit more forward than they do today. And obviously, I think the regulatory environment, from my perspective, I've seen a little bit of that from people being a little bit concerned about taking too much risk, what's going on in the various different things in medical and insurance, so forth, as well. So, the economy is going to be a challenge. We know that. And so companies have to thrive despite all that. And somehow, fortunately, entrepreneurs have the perseverance to look beyond the immediate challenges. So, but on the company level, what do you see are some of the reasons companies are struggling to grow sales in where they are despite the economic challenges?
Well, clients oftentimes, there's a weak demand for their product, oftentimes caused because of government and economic situations. Companies are holding off pulling the trigger on buying those new products and services. Also, a lot of companies have very outdated sales strategies. They have an inability to find qualified sales personnel, how to evaluate talent. Oftentimes in my practice, I find just salespeople are so poorly trained, they're not able to reach the decision maker. Salespeople are used to, in a lot of cases, selling to the person that may be using their product. That's not necessarily the person that signs the check for their product. So they target the wrong person in the organization to begin with.
Okay, that's good. You've obviously been around this a long time and are known, in my opinion, from just knowing you. And I've learned a tremendous amount just from our interactions. But as a sales expert, what do you think CEOs think about what they need to do to get sales and revenue growth? I mean, what are you finding out there that they either need to relook at or change in terms of trying to get the top line to grow better than what it is?
Well, I think CEOs should be looking at ways to increase the performance of their sales organization. Everything from the evaluation of their sales management to field personnel, and also ways to increase their pipeline growth and shorten the sales cycle. And this, they also need to be really reevaluating their overall sales strategy.
So you talk about the pipeline and shortening the sales cycle. What specifically do you mean by that?
Well, what I started my career doing, I found a technique that I use that I just thought everyone in sales did it when I first started going into the international marketplace. And I had been a psych major early on, and I learned how to use leverage to reach those decision makers and make them want to talk to me. And I have a technique that I train organizations in how to speed that cycle and get right to the decision maker. Obviously, a salesperson is going to come back down to the line to the person that's going to be utilizing their product. But this technique kind of leapfrogs that person in the beginning to get a clear understanding if there's a budget from the decision maker, and it gets pushed back down the line to the decision maker.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I know you have some great stories to share, which I'm really looking forward to, and I think the audience will as well. But you talked to all of us about the evaluation of the company's overall sales strategy in terms of, what do you think is some possibilities for or opportunities for companies to take a look at in terms of what are they doing and what evaluation would you recommend they conduct?
Well, there's a number of different types of services that can be utilized. We have a product that we use through our SWAT team, where we can come in and very quickly evaluate the overall performance of the company and very quickly determine which area in the organization they need to specifically look at. It can be everything from sales, but overall the operation as well.
And why do you think, if that's true, why do you think a lot of companies don't do that more often?
I think oftentimes they're just hesitant. They think, you know, that their sales team or their executives really are cohesively talking to each other and moving in the right direction, and they just hesitate to do it. But those that have done it have found remarkable performance improvement.
Yeah. No, that's good. You know, I think there's a lot to be learned from doing some kind of analysis or assessment and, you know, just in general to let the data help us better understand what the problems are. I know in a lot of some of the things that I do in my personal business, it really starts with doing some form of data analysis first, right, to help us uncover the real issue, because I think sometimes it gets,
exactly,
they say this, it's one thing, but it's something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, any other strategies that you've used in the past or would think that maybe CEOs should know about?
Well, to plug my company, I mean, we actually come in and evaluate sales teams and teach my perfected technique of how to shorten the sales cycle and build the pipeline.
And that's your opening door?
That's my opening door technique.
Yeah.
Opening doors to increase sales.
Okay, yeah. And I think that's a great strength, because in my background, in some of my past experience, I found that that was a real unique skill. But I'm not sure, is it something that someone can learn? Because it may be so. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that, because I found that there are some that know or have the ability to do that and others don't. And I'm not sure why. And what's your theory on that?
I just think that everyone actually, once they hear how to do it, they go, aha. They go, I now get it. It is, I would say, a simple technique now. It took me years to cultivate it and get it right. But it really improves reaching the right guy. And what that really does is, you know very quickly, is this a company I should be targeting or not? And that's really key. You don't want to waste your time trying to sell to a company that really doesn't require your solution or doesn't have the money for it. And you can move on very quickly.
Yeah. You know, as I recall, you talked to me a lot about some of your experience in the international arena, particularly over in the Far East. And obviously, you know, culture and different type of norms around the world really make a big difference in how you approach people and how you do business. Particularly, I think you had some good stories or ideas about what you had to do when you were thrust into that role and how it actually worked out for you.
Well, I didn't think I was at the time, but I was actually too young to start my business in Asia, specifically Japan. I think I was 30 at the time. And my distributor thought that when he found out that I was the new sales manager, he wasn't real happy. And I sent him an email and said, how long, I'm coming on my first trip, how long will it teach you to train me on your organization? And his email back to me was, we don't call it training, we call it orientation. And I thought that I was this big salesperson coming over and would have a lot of his time, and literally didn't get to see him for only about 5 minutes. And he really wanted me, he was really evaluating me on how I approached his company and how I handled basically product that wasn't working correctly. And once he realized I knew what I was doing and I had his interest at heart, we started to develop a friendship where he started teaching me on culture, and that's where my eyes opened up. I realized that once I understood the culture of the country that I was selling into, It made it easier for me to sell the product because they didn't look at me as an American. They looked at me as someone who was really trying to understand what their country was all about. And so I got more shelf space, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, I know you were able to cultivate some great friendships over there, and a lot of it was kind of just the opposite of, you know, what you were expecting in initial. Do you want to share a story?
Sure.
Just a quick story about...
Sure, I'll share. Yeah, there is one that's my favorite, and people can read about it on my blog. But I call it the lessons learned while on a helicopter ride at the Matterhorn. And first, let me give a little bit of background on what this was about. I was trying to strengthen my personal bond with some of my top Asia-Pacific distributors. Through many conversations, I had learned that while they felt my company produced leading products, they each felt undervalued by the company and the prior regional sales manager. I knew I had to do something fast to turn this around, as I had found out that they were actually evaluating replacement products. Our European office was making plans for an upcoming distributor conference, so I gave them a call. I asked if I could invite three key Asia-Pacific distributors to the conference and if they could participate in some meaningful way. Our European team loved the idea, and my distributors couldn't believe that I got them a trip to Europe. During the conference, there was going to be a four-hour period slated for European-only discussions, so we were going to have to have some free time, and I previously scouted the village of Zermatt, hoping to find something fun to do, and came upon a Swiss helicopter rescue station. I thought this would make for a fantastic bonding experience, but didn't know if they would take charter flights to the Matterhorn. But I guess it never hurts to ask. They said yes, and it was cheap.
You know, and this is something I think we want to hear a lot more about. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Bill, and I'd like to come back to that. And you can kind of show us and tell us a little bit about the fun side of this experience that transformed the way business happens. So we'll be back in a minute.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Have you been struggling with a business challenge? Are you having challenges growing sales or launching a new product? Are you having trouble paying your bills or investing in your future? Or maybe it's just not enough time of the day to get things done. Maybe you can't hire or get the right talent to move your business forward. Any or all of these things, there's a simple answer. Consultants Link. Consultants Link can help. Consultants Link helps companies get answers on demand with out-of-the-box strategies and tactics to solve any business challenge or problem. They do it by providing businesses a link to the most necessary business resource there is, the knowledge pool of intellectual capital and highly specialized professional services and consulting expertise. Consultants Link provides businesses outside-the-box strategies and tactics with SWAT team execution for solving businesses' most pressing concerns and for accelerating the velocity of business results. Consultants Link's flexible workforce can offer your business a leaner, more flexible staffing model to help meet the real-time demand for expertise, to help you obtain faster results, and most importantly, higher returns on investment at a premium value. It's very simple. If you want to learn more, you can call for a free consultation today to Consultants Link, 949-423-3978. That number again for Consultants Link is 949-423-3978. Or visit us at www.consultantslink. That's consultants with an S, link.com. All right, let's pick up the story where we left it. We're up in the Matterhorn somewhere, as I can recall.
Well, yes, we were at the Matterhorn, Zermatt specifically. Well, I told my group about this proposed trip, but I said they had to keep it quiet, as I no doubt would be getting in trouble for taking my largest Asia-Pacific distributors on this helicopter joyride. Well, it seemed fantastic to me and them. I knew there could be repercussions from my company. I told each of them why I couldn't expense the flight and that they had to pay their own way. And most importantly, they couldn't tell any of our European colleagues about this excursion. The flight couldn't have gone better. We were in a bubble helicopter. Just think of it, a bubble helicopter going up the Matterhorn with a pilot who actually flew in one of the James Bond movies. And you guessed it, he laid the helicopter on its side while descending the Matterhorn, just like the movie. Talk about a bonding experience. Oh, my clients had so much fun. They couldn't wait to tell everybody that night what I had arranged for them that afternoon. And yes, I got a personal reprimand from the CEO. He wasn't happy, but told me because I was over 100% of quota, he wasn't going to be doing much. And what did I learn during that flight? Relationship building. You talked about Asia Pacific. In order to build a brand promise that our customers can count on, you must first have a good client relationship. While my Asia distributors felt our brand was strong, our company and previous sales manager treated them so poorly, they were looking to drop our product and services. Also, the personal bond is crucial, especially when dealing internationally. Many societies stress personal relationship in business. When firms operate globally, close ties are useful in overcoming time, distance, language, and cultural barriers. By inviting our Asia-Pacific distributors to participate in the European conference, they understood the company and I valued them. This, coupled with the helicopter ride, was the foundation for my establishing a strong and lasting bond. That's been many years ago, and we're still personal friends. Sometimes you need to take risks. While I knew there could be repercussions from taking our biggest Asia-Pacific distributors on this helicopter joyride, I also knew I had to take a risk if I were to break through and start building my personal relationship. What was the risk payoff? I didn't lose one distributor, and the Asia-Pacific region grew to an 85% market share. And oh yes, that CEO sent me another letter, this time congratulating me on turning the region around. Oh, and he gave me a promotion.
That's a great story. Every time you tell me it, by the way, I just think about, you know, James Bond, and here you are doing the same thing, basically transforming business by using, you know, what we call out-of-box strategies.
Exactly.
You know, thinking out of the box.
Exactly.
Thinking about your customer, thinking about the most important thing, which is the relationship, which I think in this day and age, more and more that's being undermined. And in some cases, okay, technology has its benefits for, you know, moving business quicker. But at some level, we're dealing with people. And I think you have a pretty good track record of doing great things in that area. You shared with me another story, a great story that's actually a little bit involved with what you're currently doing, about how you're, you know, affecting, you know, a different business. But I think what was interesting in the story itself is that how you were able to increase the value proposition. And so you can shed a little light on that.
Sure.
About, you know, what you do there and how do you do that. And I think it's got just tremendous benefits for people that are saying, what do I do to show my customer more value?
I think I know the case you're talking about. I was actually brought in by a management asset company to spend some time in one of the organizations that they had just made a capital investment in. The company had, I would say, mediocre sales results, and I was looking for ways to take the tools that they had, how to increase value with what they already had. And specifically, this was a company that was selling into automotive dealership markets. They had, specifically, they were selling, we've all seen pole banners on the outside of dealerships, or it could be graphics to windows or van wraps. And what they had done in the past was just simply cut a quote, and the salesperson may email it or hand deliver it. And I noticed that we had our own graphics department, and we started shooting pictures of the graphics department. And I said, let's shoot graphics first, because our products weren't the cheapest in town. And I was looking for ways to increase value. And so my first pitch to this was a dealership up in Alhambra. We had already been there, found out that a competitor had a price in at roughly $12,000. And I knew there was no way our product could be priced at $12,000. So I put together an artwork proposal, actually had our graphics people build the design that we would be selling to the dealership. And I didn't send pricing, I sent the proposal. And proposal meaning artwork. It took about 30 minutes, and the general manager called me and wanted pricing, to which I told him I wanted to personally deliver it to him. He got very upset, said he's never heard of anybody not delivering pricing when they requested it. And I told him that, no, I was going to drive up and I was going to personally deliver it to him. I was training a new salesperson, was one of the keys. I wanted him to see how this was done. So I brought the salesperson with me. And we get about 30 minutes from the dealership, and I keep getting phone calls. You've got to send this pricing. We've shown this to the owner. And the general manager for the auto region for this particular brand of product was there and wanted to know pricing. So I showed up, and literally he asked me if the price, he said, you know the competitor's price? And I looked out the window, and he said, just tell me if you can compete with them. And I looked out his window and I said, no, I can't compete with 1970 technology and a product. Is it doing, how's it going for you? And he didn't say anything. So I handed him my price and he goes, my gosh, you're better than almost three times the price. And he said, it needs to get down to, $20,000. And I looked out his lot. This happened to be a Toyota dealership. I looked out his lot and stood up and walked to the window. And he looked at me and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm looking for that Ferrari in your parking lot because I want to buy one of those for the price of a Toyota. And he started laughing and he said, okay, you got to get it under 30. And I said, $29.95? And he said, yes. And we signed the deal right on the spot.
Oh, that's amazing. That's such a great story because I think you just tied in a lot of things there. Obviously, knowing what the value of your product and service was, not necessarily comparing it just to the competition,
exactly.
But knowing what is it going to mean to his business, increasing his sales, and just also using the vernacular of his business, which I think is just a great sales tool to talk the language of your customer and get into their, the way that they think and the way they make their decision process. So, I think there's a lot of lessons in that. What do you think are some other takeaways from those just two stories that maybe some people can benefit from in terms of what they might consider doing going forward in terms of getting better access to CEOs and trying to hopefully grow their business?
Well, I think oftentimes salespeople don't take time to really understand the reasons or the benefits, if you will, of the relationship with their client. A long-term relationship, that's what you're really doing. In the sense of an auto dealer, we're building a long-term relationship. I mean, I didn't say that the images that we put up are this year's models. So I know next year or a year and a half from now, they're going to be coming back to me to want to recreate what we've already done. So having that initial relationship and customer service, making sure things are done correctly, will carry us a long ways. And it covers a lot of products. You know, from an international perspective, there you have to take the time really to understand the market that you're selling into and the people you're selling to. You have to understand their cultural reasons. I can remember one time I was setting up international distribution when the colors of, for a tech company, and the colors of computers in the day were white. Okay, and that was the big trend, was the white computers. Well, what white means in Japan is death. Okay,
ooh, really?
So we didn't really think about our biggest international customer when we were picking colors. So it's learning where you're selling, understanding what makes them tick, and it works domestically as well as internationally.
No, that's really good stuff. I think there's a lot of things we can learn from what you're talking about there, and certainly understanding the relationship, understanding your customer, and trying to also understand the culture. So you have some other things going on, if last I remember. You not only have the Bill Clisson Company, which is your mainstay of being able to deliver your existing capabilities, but you'd also have a multidisciplined approach on how you consult with companies. And can you tell us a bit more about that?
You know, I've created a full-service sales, marketing, and business development company at Bill Kliss Consulting, where it's actually the holding company. But in addition, I formed with Consultants Link another business development entity called the Sales and Business Development Group, which I co-managed to bring a comprehensive suite of sales and marketing capabilities that can scale and bring solutions to any size of enterprise. Our target is mid-sized companies, anywhere from, say, 10 to 100 million, which we feel are underserved and under unique needs, as many are unique needs. Target, well, you got it.
They're basically companies that are not being addressed.
You know, and they have unique needs, and many are private companies who are still managed by the founder who grew the company from scratch and just need that extra help to move forward and grow.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about something where it's more like a family business.
Correct.
And as such that they look at the world differently than a multinational company. They have a little bit more of a it's chemistry. There's a lot of family chemistry in some of these businesses, and so I think some of these people feel sometimes they're not really being served in a way that meets their needs. It's people coming in and trying to talk down to them or just not listening to their concerns. You know, Bill, so you talked about the Sales and Business Development Group, and so can you give us a little bit more color on that? You know, what is the Sales and Business Development Group, and how do they help serve companies?
Well, what we've done is we've, out of the Sales and Business Development Group, we've put together what we call the SWAT team, and it's a sales executive SWAT team. It's a team of high-caliber subject matter experts specifically organized to solve organizational and key performance issues with the goal of getting results immediately that will show results to the top and bottom line within 90 days.
Really?
Yes. It's organized using the virtual model to come together for a specific purpose to solve organizational knowledge KPIs and in the quickest and most effective and efficient way possible to have the fastest response and general results. Our SWAT teams can be scalable and organized to solve key business functions anywhere from interim management, sales and marketing.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive. And so if I needed to have, you know, so I'm a company and I've got some internal salespeople, and, you know, bottom line, I'm doing okay, but I'm really challenged as to know what I need to do and how to get there. So, you know, we need to grow at a certain level to keep the lights on and also to grow our business to a sustainable level. And yet, I'm not really sure what to do. I'm the CEO.
Sure.
And I rely on these people. Many of them are good people. But I just don't think I'm getting the results that the company deserves. So can you walk us through a little bit of how that process would work? And how would I engage a SWAT team?
Sure.
What can I expect?
Well, first we would be doing a business assessment. You really can't get to where you want to go until you know where you are. 80% of the time should be spent on 20% of the issues. We've all heard the 80-20 rule that can lead to real change. We strongly believe in assessment tools are the quickest way to determine where you are. There are several approaches to how this can be done, depending on what you want to analyze. But we like QuadStrat because it's cost-effective, easy to conduct, and provide a goldmine of information in a variety of ways. We develop a plan, a one-hour debriefing by the sales and business development group to review and identify what we call the quad red consultants, usually the three most significant time and activities and activity traps. Usually this involves establishing a 90-day action plan to achieve the results so we can show results to the top and bottom line in 90 days
or less.
That's
impressive. Wow.
And based on the assessment, the objectives of QuadReds, we will help the CEO identify internal resources to solve the most significant organizational gaps. However, in many, we find there are organizational skill gaps and limited resources to implement the sales and business development strategies and plans. So that's when we build a SWAT team to come in and execute the necessary strategies for that organization, and strategies and tactics, by the way, to get the desired results and the revenue results quickly, cost effectively, and only for as long as necessary. We get in, get the results, and we get out.
Wow. Well, that's really good stuff. There's a lot of meat on the bone on those three areas, and we may want to come back and talk to that a little bit more. But why don't we go take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Here's a couple other questions to ponder today. Are you 100% satisfied with the performance of your sales and business development team? Do you have an underperforming sales organization? Or have you considered launching a new product or venture, but you held off due to a lack of resources or market knowledge? Maybe you need to give yourself a weapon to stimulate your business today. If you answered yes to any or all of these, you need to talk with our guest today, Bill Kliss, with the Sales and Business Development Group. Their assembled team can provide you with expert strategic sales and marketing to help you achieve growth and profits exponentially. Whether you're a new venture or an emerging corporation, their SWAT team of business professionals can assist you with sales training, strategic alliances, and insight and business perspectives to catapult your business into growth and profitability. They'll help you stimulate your business today and get the defined advantage in your marketplace. It's so simple. Just reach out to them by email, bill@billkliss.com, B-I-L-L-K-L-I-S-S, bill@billkliss.com. Or give them a call at 714-343-5042. That number again, 714-343-5042. They're ready and waiting to help you now. Okay, you left a lot on the table there. I don't know if we can wrap it up in 10 minutes here, but let's try.
Okay, we're back with Bill talking about the sales and business SWAT team. and all the capabilities and the process, and it sounds like some pretty amazing stuff. I know we didn't have a lot of time to go through all the details on that, Bill, but you know, maybe you have a few more thoughts on, you know, why does that work well, and you know, how could some company use this to really catapult some results?
We have a team of very qualified experts that can give outside executive level, you know, building a strategy and input to that CEO. We have tie to the organization. They may get internal, you know, staff giving them a feed that they know the CEO wants to hear. We come in and do a specific analysis just based on the facts. And that, I believe, is what CEOs really want to know, is what's the true facts? What do I have to grow my business quickly?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I think a lot of times companies seem to think they know what the problem is.
Correct.
And there's a lot of finger pointing going on, but they don't really seem to get to the root cause of what's not driving performance. And what you've been telling me over some previous discussions is having a good assessment process really is the first thing, and probably could be the key thing to get you immediate results that you can immediately act on. And then you talked about the planning process, which I think is important in terms of getting some implementation going. And then obviously the SWAT team to come in and hopefully execute what needs to be done. Just briefly, type of people that you might have involved in on a SWAT team, what would that look like a little bit in terms of the caliber and capabilities?
Sure. We have everything from senior vice president of a very large pharmaceutical that has retired with 30 years of senior sales and marketing, millions or billions of sales under his belt for this organization, all the way down to actual executives of recently sold companies, as well as international experts. I look at myself as maybe in Asia Pacific, Latin America, some European, but we have Middle Eastern sales experts as well, so we can expand globally as well as nationally.
Good. So you have a pretty good comprehensive coverage based upon what those needs of that sales organization is. So I'm a CEO listening, and this is great stuff. Certainly, I think your background and caliber of experience is exemplary. But, you know, I'm wondering, like, you know, how is this actually going to work for me? And, you know, how do I know this is going to work? What kind of objections, you know, and basically what would you tell someone that's trying to make a decision whether he'd want to consider employing either you or the sales and business development SWAT team?
Well, some of the objections that we hear is, well, whether you do or you don't do, or you're paying for the cost of an inefficiency or lack of performance to business issues, I mean, they have to make a decision. When we ask how are they getting things done today, sometimes they look puzzled. They really don't know how, you know, things are, how they're able to drive things in the organization. Specifically, I'm talking maybe to those organizations that have grown up in family businesses. And literally what we do with the sales and business development SWAT team is we get results in as little as 10 days or less.
Wow.
We have a money-back guarantee. We look at 3 times your investment that you've made with us to turn around and generate. The goal is to get results immediately, like I said, in 10 days or less. And we use, we all know what SWAT team or SWAT stands for, but for those who don't, it's special weapons and tactics. We believe that sales is a tactical operation, and you have to approach our subjects that way. We focus on the Quad Reds problems to to solve them in an organization. We'll come in and evaluate the organization, and then we suggest implementation plans on how to turn around the organization based on the Quad Red testing. And like I said, we give a money back guarantee. So I think all the CEOs out there should take us up on the challenge. What do they have to lose?
Yeah, no, that's a compelling reason to get to talk to you. A lot of good stuff in there, probably more than we can cover today. I'm really impressed with what your process is and obviously how that can hopefully get to the root problems and then obviously solve the root problems to generate performance and more sales. Any closing thoughts that you might want to share just about, you know, what a CEO might want to know and why you should call in and get to know you?
I've walked in their shoes. I can speak the president and CEO. I know what they're up against, but I can also speak to the people in the organization. I've carried a bag myself and run sales teams both domestically and internationally. And they speak to me, they'll get a true opinion of what I think needs to be done.
That's good stuff. If I wanted to talk to you or have a CEO call in and talk to you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Well, sure. They can reach me either by email, and that's bill@billkliss.com. So that's bill@billkliss.com. Or by phone. My direct line is 714-343-5042. That's Bill Kliss, and my phone number is 714-343-5042. I also invite them to learn more about my consulting practice by visiting my website, and they can read a little bit more about my blogs of world experiences at www.billkliss.com. That's BILLKLISS.com.
Well, awesome, Bill. Thank you for coming here today and sharing with us your insights and experience. And certainly I've learned a lot, and I'm sure the people listening have learned a lot as well. And hopefully a few of them are going to step forward and say, how can I get you involved and what can I do to get my business to the next level? Bill, I want to thank you for joining us today and sharing your insights. It's been a pleasure. We certainly learned a lot about some of the new approaches and opportunities to help CEOs grow their business. So that is it for today. Thank you for joining in on us.
Thank you for inviting me, Brian.
You're welcome, Bill. And you have been listening to the Catapult Business Show. This is Brian Connors. Thank you for listening in. Your business success is our most important business priority. So let us know how we can help you catapult your business to the next level. How can you reach us? You can call us 949-423-3978 or email us at catapult@consultantslink.com. Thank you again, and we'll hopefully have you participate in joining us on another call. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to it.
You've been listening to the only show that teaches you how to catapult your business, the Catapult Your Business Show. Brought to you by Consultants Link, the best pool of intellectual capital, highly specialized professional services, and consulting expertise.